جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. So, congratulations on Thanksgiving day and night. And God has sent us beautiful gift for Thanksgiving. What was it? The rain last night. How many of you enjoyed the rain? And how many of you, when you enjoyed the rain, you were thankful to God? How many? Were you, honestly? Did you say thank you, God? Did you appreciate the rain? Or we took it for granted? We have to appreciate every drop of the rain. Every drop. We have to thank God for this gift, because otherwise we are in trouble. 27,000 people lost their homes in Paradise, California. And it was paradise. I've been to that village, you know, many times. I used to go to Chico to lecture at Chico State University, and I would pass by Paradise. It was truly paradise. Now, no more city. It turned, the whole city turned into ashes because of these raging, crazy fires. So we have to be thankful for the rain, for the sun, for the day, for the night, for everything that God has given us. Every day is an occasion, an opportunity to thank God. Every day, every morning, every midday, every evening, every sunrise, every sunset, we have to be thankful to God for His countless, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try to count God's bounties on you, you would never be able to enumerate them and count them. So this is a truly a festive of giving thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, you're going to enjoy the Thanksgiving dinner soon, inshallah, within 30 minutes. Promise you. If you already had dinner, you will have a second dinner tonight. But be careful, don't overeat. Be merciful on yourself. Sallu ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. So tonight we're going to go through verses, Surah Hud, verses 114 through 117, inshallah. And we have two more lessons on Hud, and then we conclude this chapter, inshallah. So by January, we're going to have a new chapter, inshallah ta'ala. So two more lessons. With this one, three more lessons, we conclude the chapter Hud alayhi salam, and we go to another chapter, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأقم الصلاة طرفي النهار وزلفا من الليل وزلفا من الليل إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات ذلك ذكرى للذين ذاكرين. واصبر فإن الله سنين واصبر فإن الله لا يضيع أجر المحسنين فلولا كان من القرون من قبلكم أولو بقية ينهون عن الفساد في الأرض إلا قليلا ممن أنجينا منهم واتبع الذين ظلموا ما أترفوا فيه وكانوا مجرمين وما كان ربك ليهلك القرى بظلم وأهلها مصلحون صدق الله العلي العظيم.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Every person, every individual in this life seeks happiness and stability and peace of mind in this life. All people, rich, poor, those who have college degrees and those without any degrees, they seek peace of mind in this life. This is what we want. خانمها یه مقدار. They seek peace of mind. They seek emotional stability, psychological stability. Because without psychological stability, then no house will be useful, no car, no money, no clothing, no jewelry, no friends, no. You need psychological stability. You need peace of mind when you go home, when you sleep, in the evening, when you go to bed. This is what you need, peace of mind. And people, they try different ways, different methods. Some people think that if they do drugs, they get peace of mind because they forget their problems. Others, they think that if they drink heavily, if they party, if they dance, if they go with bad friends, they're going to develop peace of mind. Some people think, one of them was saying, when I count my money, always when I'm bored, frustrated, I go and count my money, you know. I get peace of mind. But it is not true. These things are not true. These things are painkillers. Painkillers are not medicine. They are not going to take away the disease, the illness from you. They're going to make you feel less painful for 4 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours. But then the pain comes back. These are painkillers. Allah says, I have a better prescription, dawa, medicine for you. And that is, connect to me through the 5 daily prayers. Allah says to the Prophet, وَأَقِمْ الصَّلَاةِ. And this chapter came during very difficult times, times of tension, times of the Prophet was attacked. Medina was attacked. He was rejected by many people around him. So Allah says to him, I have a medicine to bring you relief and peace of mind, to bring you emotional stability. وَأَقِمَ الصَّلَاةِ. and establish the prayer طرفي النهار at the two ends of the day. These are the five canonical prayers, the five daily prayers. They have been mentioned in the Quran in many chapters. This is one of them. The prayers are five, but the main timings are three. Not only in Surah Hud, God mentions the three main times of the prayers, but also in Surah Al-Isra too, chapter 17. The prayers are how many? Five. But these five prayers, they have three main timings. This is one of them here. وَأَقِمْ الصَّلَاةِ establish the prayers. طَرَفَيْ النَّهَارِ at the two ends of the day. What are the two ends of the day? One end is Fajr, morning prayers. The second end is what? A reference to what prayers? No. Dhuhr and Asr. One end is the Fajr. The second one is Dhuhr and Asr. And then he says, وَزُلَفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ. زُلَفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ is a reference to what prayers? مَغْرِبَ الْعِشَى. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ طَرَفَي النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ. زُلَفًا, what is زُلْفَة? زُلْفَة is mentioned in the Quran. What does it mean? فَلَمَّا رَأَوْهُ زُلْفَةً سِيئَتْ وَجُوهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. زُلْفَة. Zulfa, near, exactly, near. When something is close, when something is approaching, when something is near. So why God says, وَزُلَفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ? Zulafan, it means the hours of the night which is closer to the day. Which hour is closer to the day? What hour of the night which is the closest to the day? What hour? The hour of, say after me, sunset. Close to the day. So Allah says, basically, these are five daily prayers, but the three main timings. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ طَرَفَي النَّهَارِ, two ends of the day. One end is Fajr, one end is Dhuhr and Asr. وَزُلَفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ, the hour which is closer to the day, which is a reference to what? مَغْرِبْ and Isha. These are the five daily prayers. In Surah Al-Isra, what does he say? In Surah Al-Isra, أقم الصلاة, again, begins with أقم, establish the prayers. لدلوك الشمس, when the sun is in the middle of the sky. So that's the time of what? ظهر and عصر, both. أقم الصلاة لدلوك الشمس. إلى غسق الليل, غسق is the dusk, which is the time of what? مغرب and عشاء. Then the third one, the third timing, وقرآن الفجر. So these are five prayers, but they fall in three categories, three timings. So when Sunni brothers and sisters, they ask you, where is the evidence? How do you combine the prayers? Tell them it's the Quran. Quran, when the Quran speaks about daily prayers, he gives the three main timings. Yes, they are five, but during three main times. Then God says something very interesting. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Verily, good deeds remove evil deeds. There is a formula in the Quran. We commit sins. We say bad things. We do bad things. How do we erase them? How do we wash them away? We wash them away. When you do good thing, you have to compensate this. When you do bad things, you have to remove it with what? With a good act. Good act replaces bad act. Positive things, deeds, would remove negative ones, would replace them, erase them, and occupies their place. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. This is a general rule. If you do something, the Prophet says, once you do something bad, you commit a sin, immediately, do you want to remove it from your file? Remove it, erase it, go and do a good deed. That good deed is going to kick the bad deed and erase it. So that's in general. In particular, the prayers, the five daily prayers, they remove What is in between? So if you do Fajr, and between Fajr and Dhuhr, you did things in the market, at home, outside, inside, with yourself, with your friends, with your family. Then Dhuhr comes if you are sincere and you really want to go back to God. But also remember, God has rights upon you, and people also have rights upon you. So if you take something away from people, you have to return it to them. It's not enough to go back to God. Some people think that I can steal, I can, cheat, I can take anything, I can destroy, I can, insult, I can damage. Then Dhuhr is coming and I do Dhuhr and everything is erased. No, this is not right. This is not right. God says you have to settle your account with people. Settling your account with me is easy. But first go to people and apologize and give them back what you have taken away from them. Whether it is verbal, whether it is physical, whether it's financial, you have to settle your account with people. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Again, we have two places in the Quran, Surah An-Nisa and Surah Al-Ankabut, where God accentuates this concept. What concept? That good deeds are going to erase bad deeds. In Surah An-Nisa, Allah says, إِن تَجْتَنِبُوا كَبَائِرَ مَا تُنْهَوْنَ عَنْهِ. If you shun the cardinal sins, the grave sins, نُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ. Let's make a deal. God says, don't commit cardinal sins. When it comes to minor sins, I promise I'm going to erase them. But you promise me you don't do cardinal sins. Give me an example of cardinal sins. What are the grave sins? Kabair. What are they? Dhunub al-kabira. Huh? What? Which one? Murder is one of them. Fornication is one of them. Rejection, kufr billah, is one of them. Insulting your parents, can you imagine? Insulting one's parent is equal to murder. Kabair. Usurping the money of the orphan, taking the money that belongs to an orphan, you take it away from them. It's kabair. What else? These are the kabair. Or accusing someone of doing something, accusing a lady, she didn't do anything wrong. You go and you say, this lady, she had a relationship with this man. Or this man had a relationship with this lady, accusing them. This is also kabira. This is called, in Islam, it has a term. In Islamic law, it's called qadhf. Qadhf, when you falsely accuse someone, a man or a woman, of doing an immoral act. This is qadhf. This is also kabair. So God says if you stay away from them, the sagair is when you lie, not every day. If you lie every day, then it turns into kabira. Or the ghiba also is considered sagira if you don't insist on it. But if we insist on ghiba, then it turns into kabira, into cardinal. God says if you stay away from kabira, I will erase the minor sins. In Surah Al-Ankabut, God says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَنُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ. Those who have faith, believe in God, and they do good deeds, I promise I will erase their minor sins. So in this 114, Allah says to the Prophet, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ. Verily, truly, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَى لِلذَّاكِرِينَ. This is a promise we make for the righteous. So they stay always hopeful, because sometimes when you do something bad, sometimes it haunts you back. It comes back at you. So you start feeling uneasy with yourself, agitated. God says, remember, ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَى. I'm giving you promise that if you do good deeds, I'm going to erase these bad deeds. They are not going to stay in your file, so don't worry about them. ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَى لِلذَّاكِرِينَ. And then God says, وَاصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. So God is giving the Prophet in this prescription two types of medicine. One medicine is what? Salat. The second medicine is what? Sabr. Wasbir. In 115 says, Wasbir فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And be patient, be steadfast. Truly God doesn't neglect or overlook the reward of the virtuous. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. In this life, we deal with each other sometimes with injustice. You work for someone, but he does not reward you. You serve someone, he doesn't say thank you. You help someone, he neglects you. You are loyal to someone, but that person is disloyal to you. But God says, I don't do these things. I don't do it. If you practice steadfastness and sabr, then I am going to stand with you. I'm not going to neglect your reward. I'm not going to underpay you. I don't do this to you. I am a loyal God. وَاصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Sometimes the reward of the virtuous in this life is lost. Nobody compensates them. Nobody compensates them. It happens. Between a husband and wife, it happens. Sometimes the husband takes advantage of his wife. Sometimes a wife takes advantage of her husband. Sometimes two brothers, they take advantage of each other's. Two partners. But God says, I don't do this. I don't lose. I don't neglect the credit of the virtuous, the reward of the virtuous. I give it to them. I save it for them. I save the money for them, the credit for them. وَاصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِ. Any act of goodness you do, someone asked me yesterday. He said, why should I be always forgiving? People insult me and I keep forgiving them. Why? I'm tired of that. I'm tired of people. So I put this sentence, brief sentence. I said, Quran tells us, remind us, هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. Quran tells us, he tells Bani Israel, but through Bani Israel to all of us, إِنْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ. If you do good, even if people neglect this, but God is not going to neglect this. Maybe after 30 years, you will see the reward. It's not going to be lost in the mail. When God sends you a reward letter, you're going to get it. Maybe it is delayed, but you will get it one day. So don't think that you are forgiving people and nobody is noticing. I'm getting no credit. Nobody is saying thank you to me. Nobody is appreciating me. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ, verily God does not neglect the work, the reward of the righteous and virtuous. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Then God has a question here in 116. He says something very interesting. He gives a question. What is the question? Let me translate the question for you. فَلَوْلَا كَانَ مِنَ الْقُرُونِ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ أُولُو بَقِيَّةٍ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْفَسَادِ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِمَّنْ أَنْجَيْنَا مِنْهُمْ. God says, if the righteous in the community there are many men and women who are righteous, who are good, they have good nature, good soul, good intention, good work, good heart. If those good people in the community, they do their job, they enjoin goodness and forbid evil, and they try to educate people, to teach them, to guide them, that society is going to remain safe against corruption. But if the virtuous are going to pull themselves away and say, no, I don't care. I don't care what happens. All what I care is about myself, my house, my family. I don't care what happens in the community. Or they are not going to uphold their responsibilities, especially scholars, ulama, educators, muallimin, murabbin. They don't do their work, then the society is going to collapse because there is no moral guide. No moral guide. Who's the moral guide? The guardians in the society, the teachers, the imams, The president has to be a moral guide. The president, he has been given the country to take care not only of the economy of the country, but also the moral principles of the country. He has to uphold the moral principle of, he's a role model. People watch him, listen to him. So if the president is corrupt, then he's sending message to all people that you have to be corrupt. Put your money before your akhlaq. This is exactly what the president is saying nowadays. He says money is more important than human rights. I don't care how many people get killed in Yemen and this by tyrants, by dictators. I don't care. As long as we are creating jobs in this country. But God says job is not everything. Akhlaq is more important than jobs. Because jobs are not going to bring you happiness. Many people, they have jobs, but they are not happy. They are not satisfied. They are not enjoying their life. They have money, but they are not enjoying their life. Allah says when you have akhlaq, manners, you're going to enjoy your life. So the Quran is saying in this verse that if righteous people, they live up to their responsibilities, they guard the community, they advise the community, they protect, they stop crimes and corruption, that community is going to be prosperous. But if ulama and the moral people are going to be busy with the dunya, their focus is on the dunya and money, then the whole society is going to collapse. So God is asking this question. He says, so why were there no people who possess merits among the generations before you, who would forbid corruption upon the earth? God says there were only few, other than a few of those whom we saved among them. And those who did wrong pursued the luxuries they had been given, and they were guilty. God says the reason why those so many communities, they perished, because 99% of them were corrupt. Only 1% were moral. But the vast majority were corrupt, and this is why they perished. And even those 1%, they couldn't do any change. They could not save the society. They were beaten, they were marginalized, they were mocked. Even when they came to tell people that don't do this, people will mock them. This is why these societies perished. فَلَوْلَا. This is a powerful verse. It's long, but it's very powerful. فَلَوْلَا كَانَ مِنَ الْقُرُونِ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ أُلُو بَقِيَّةٍ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْفَسَادِ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِمَّنْ أَنْجَيْنَا مِنْهُمْ وَاتَّبَعَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مَا أُتْرِفُوا فِيهِ وَكَانُوا مُجْرِمِينَ. See, ulu baqiyatin. Always Quran, when the Quran refers to the righteous, he calls them ulu baqiyah. And this is why Shu'aib says, baqiyatullahi khayrun lakum. This is the title, the nickname of the righteous leaders, baqiyatullah. And this is why this is one of the names and titles of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. He's baqiyatullah. He's the one who leads the reforms. He's the one who brings justice to the societies, to mankind. قُلُوا بَقِيَّةٍ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْفَسَادِ. Then we go to 117 and we conclude, inshallah. God says, وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ لِيُهْلِكَ الْقُرَى بِظُلْمٍ وَأَهْلُهَا مُصْلِحُونَ. God, your Lord, wouldn't have destroyed people just because they are disbelievers. God said the reason those communities, they perished, I didn't have personal problem with them. I did not destroy them because they didn't believe in me. No, if people do not believe in God, but they still do justice, I will leave them alone. If people are kafir, they reject God. But among them, they do good work. They implement fairness, justice. They have mercy with each other. They respect each other's rights. I would not touch them, even if they disbelieve in me. Even if they don't worship me, though they are not worshiping God is a sin. But God says, I would not destroy them. The reason I destroyed them, because they were hurting each other. They were committing injustice. This is why I destroyed them. Not because they did not worship me. Because if they don't worship me, I'm not going to destroy them here. I'm going to hold them accountable there. But I'm not going to hurt them here. The reason why they were destroyed, because they were hurting each other. The reason why they were destroyed, because adala, justice, was missing. In the market, they teach. You go to the marketplace, there is corruption. You go to the society, there is exploitation. One person exploits the other. One person goes to, leaves his house in the morning. All what is in his mind is how to make more money at the expense of others. In some countries, they sell expired medicine to those who are in need. Those people who cannot afford. People who can afford, they travel abroad. They go to Germany, to France, to Britain. They come to America, Canada for treatment. But people who are poor, they have to go to local hospitals. And in some countries, they sell them expired medicine to those who are most vulnerable. Imagine what sort of a human who knows that he's selling expired medicine, which does not work, with very high price. Is this someone who believes in God, believes in humanity, believes in a day of judgment? Is this someone that has conscience? God says, when you do this, then you strip yourself of a humanity. Then you don't deserve mercy. You don't deserve to live. So God says, God would not destroy people just because they are disbelievers if their conduct is fair and honest. They were destroyed, these communities were destroyed because they were harming others as well as themselves. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ لِيُهْلِكَ الْقُرَى بِظُلْمٍ وَأَهْلُهَا مُصْلِحُونَ. And we will continue two more lessons on Surah Hud, and we finish inshallah. And tomorrow, Salat al-Jumu'ah at 12 inshallah. And Saturday night at 7 p.m. is the celebration of the Milad of Muhammadin al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. At 7 p.m. inshallah, 7 p.m. sharp, without the prayers. We have no Salat. Salat is at 5 p.m. So kindly do your Salat Maghrib and Isha at home. So we can come and begin the celebration at 7 sharp. We have a pastor who's going to address us, and we have other speakers. And you will enjoy the speeches, inshallah, on Saturday night. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat, wal muslimina wal muslimat, al ahya'i minhum wal amwat, tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat, innaka mujibu da'awat. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا واجعلنا اللهم من أنصاره وأعوانه. And happy Thanksgiving to all of you, and enjoy your dinner. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.